Good morning. My project was to evaluate the Legionnaires' disease surveillance system in Illinois, and the purpose was to ensure that it's being monitored efficiently and effectively in our state. And the objective of this evaluation was to evaluate the usefulness of the surveillance system and then make recommendations to improve it. So our surveillance system is the Illinois National Electronic Disease Surveillance System, or iNeDS. This is a web-based application, and it's used by our health partners in the state to report disease. And I analyzed, as part of my evaluation, several different characteristics. And today I'll just briefly touch on four of them: data quality, acceptability, sensitivity, and the timeliness of reporting. So a little bit of background about Legionnaires' disease in Illinois. From 2004 to 2013, we saw a total of just over 1,300 cases. As you can see, the numbers are pretty consistent in the mid-2000s, usually around 125 to 150. And then we really had a large spike in 2012 and 2013. So part of this evaluation was to kind of make sure that, since we're seeing a large increase in cases, to ensure that this surveillance system is capturing cases correctly, and also to maybe explain the reason for this increase. And this is not due to like one or two outbreaks or events driving up the case count. We just do see a lot of sporadic Legionnaires' cases in the Chicago metro area. So the first characteristic we looked at was data quality, and this is evaluated by the completeness and validity of data. And so one way of doing this is to look at the number and percentage of unknown or blank values for some key variables. So these four variables are pretty important when doing case investigations. Smoking status can point to several underlying conditions. Occupation can point to different exposures that the patient might have had. Diagnosis date, when we're looking at timeliness, may be important. And probably one of the most important questions we can ask is, did the patient have water, travel, or residential facility exposure? And that's a yes or no question. And so you can see the number and percentage of the blank or unknown values by year, and then the total on the right-hand column. And so especially for that last variable, 17% of the time, that was either left blank or answered as unknown. So that's something we really want to improve going forward, so we can get that information during our investigation. The next characteristic of the surveillance system is acceptability, and this is defined as the willingness of persons or organizations to participate in the surveillance system. And to do this, we establish the number of new additions to the electronic lab reporting system each year. And then we considered if those new labs were maybe contributing to that large increase in cases we were seeing in 2012 and 2013. So this graph shows the number of labs added to the electronic lab reporting system each year from 2005 to 2013. And you can see that the surveillance system is pretty accepted, at least by laboratories around the country. So each year we're adding more and more labs, but we did find that this probably was not causing the increase in cases. So we added seven labs in 2011, but those just contributed two cases in 2012 and four in 2013. And then we added five labs in 2012, but they contributed just 14 cases in 2013. The next characteristic was sensitivity, and this is defined as the proportion of cases of Legionnaires' disease detected by the surveillance system. So to do this, we compared hospital discharge data from the state of Illinois from 2013 with surveillance data that we were capturing. And we used, from the discharge data, the ICD-9 code 482.84, which is pneumonia due to Legionnaires' disease. And we found that in 2013, 18.5% of patients with this code were not captured by iNeDS. So really, that isn't terrible, but for a disease that's pretty serious and a disease that we definitely want to investigate thoroughly, we can definitely do better. So There are a few explanations for this. It could be truly not reported. The case could be hospitalized in Illinois and be in the discharge data, but could be an out-of-state resident. And so for our surveillance data, we would count them as not a case. It could be an error in coding, or perhaps the code remained in the patient's record, but they had the disease prior to 2004, which is really when our web-based application was launched. And finally, the last characteristic I'll talk about is the timeliness of reporting, and this reflects the speed between the steps of the surveillance system. So we do have our mandated reporters in Illinois, and they must report cases of Legionnaires' disease to us at the health department within 7 days. So we found the number of days between the diagnosis date and the report date to the local health department. And overall, this was very encouraging. The mean was 3.3 days, the median was 1 day, and the local health department was notified within 7 days, 88% of the time. So in conclusion, we found that through this evaluation that the surveillance system is highly useful in Illinois. There are some recommendations that we will be giving. We want to emphasize the need, especially to our local health departments, that important variables need to be completed during a case investigation. We want to periodically analyze hospital discharge data and communicate with different health facilities around the state about reporting to encourage the reporting of cases. And then we also plan to notify reporters when cases of Legionnaires' disease are reported greater than 7 days after the case's diagnosis date. So I'd like to acknowledge my co-authors, Connie Austin and Fred Eccles, and our team at IDPH. And thank you very much.